Freeman Mayhew was a scrawny, bald man with a graying Hitler mustache, and though he started most of his sentences with, "Back when I was fighting demons," it was difficult to imagine him fighting so much as a cold. Mayhew believed it was his responsibility to persuade his students that fairies were shrewd, untrustworthy, cold-hearted, and, not that the lily-livered politicians running the Clave would admit it anytime soon, worthy of extinction. The students quickly realized that disagreeing, or even interrupting to ask a question, drove up Mayhew's blood pressure, an angry red blotch blooming across his skull as he snapped, "Were you there? I don't think so." This morning, Mayhew ceded the classroom to a girl a few years older than Simon. Her white blonde hair fell in ringlets around her shoulders. Her blue-green eyes sparkled, and her mouth was set in a grim line that suggested she'd rather be anywhere else. Professor Mayhew stood beside her, but Simon noticed the way he kept his distance and was careful not to turn his back on her. Mayhew was afraid.
"Go on," the professor said gruffly. "Tell them your name."
The girl kept her eyes on the floor and mumbled something.
"Louder," Mayhew snapped.
Now the girl lifted her head and faced the class full on, and when she spoke, her voice was loud and clear. "Helen Blackthorne," she said. "Daughter of Andrew and Eleanor Blackthorne." Simon gave her a closer look. Helen Blackthorne was a name he knew well from the stories Clary told him about the Dark War. The Blackthornes had all lost quite a bit in that fight, but he thought Helen and her brother Mark had lost most of all.
"Liar!" Mayhew shouted. "Try again."
"If I can lie, shouldn't that prove something to you?" she asked, but it was clear she already knew the answer.
"You know the conditions of your presence here," he snapped. "Tell them the truth or go home."
"That's not my home," Helen said quietly but firmly. After the Dark War, she had been exiled, not that anyone officially used that term, to Wrangel Island, an Arctic outpost that was the hub of the world's protective wards. It was also, Simon had heard, a desolate frozen wasteland. Officially, Helen and her girlfriend, Aline Penhallow, were studying the wards, which had to be rebuilt after the Dark War. Unofficially, Helen was being punished for the accident of her birth. The Clave had decided that despite her bravery in the Dark War, despite her impeccable history, despite the fact that her younger siblings were orphans and had no one to care for them but an uncle they barely knew, she couldn't be trusted in their midst. The Clave thought that even though her skin could bear the angelic runes, she wasn't a real shadow hunter. Simon thought they were all idiots. It didn't matter that she had no weapons, was clad in a pale yellow shirt and jeans, and had no visible runes. It was clear, simply from her posture and the control she exerted over herself, transforming rage into dignity, that Helen Blackthorne was a shadow hunter, a warrior.
"Last chance," Mayhew grumbled.
"Helen Blackthorne," the girl said again, and tucked her hair back, revealing delicate pale ears, each of which tapered to an elfin point. "Daughter of Andrew Blackthorne, the Shadow Hunter, and the Lady Nerissa of the Seely Court." At that, Julie Beauvale stood up and without a word walked out of the classroom.